congratulations again to Brandon Stewart in Hamilton. He has won tonight's smart speaker, and there will be another one on the way tomorrow. Of course, every day, every show, we are giving away smart speakers here on News Talk 1010. And Brandon correctly answered the question, which was, who is my favorite employment lawyer? And he correctly guessed it was Howard Levitt. Howard Levitt was the answer to our trivia question tonight, and Howard Levitt is on the line with me now, Canada's top employment lawyer, Levitt LLP, host of Employment Law. See, Howard, you are now...
Barb, that's a joke, right?
It's not a joke.
Joking?
No, it's not a joke.
Seriously?
Yeah. Yeah, because I said, coming up next, the first caller who can tell me who my favorite employment lawyer is, and Brandon got it right away.
Wow. Okay, yeah. Thank you, Brandon. And Brandon is from Hamilton, I heard.
Yes.
He's a Lundsman.
Well, you're from Hamilton.
Originally. Exactly. And we both, I suspect, support the Ticats this Sunday.
Oh, excellent. Yes. Oski Wee Wee.
Exactly.
Where are you tonight?
I'm in Edmonton at the Fairmont, about to go for dinner in Edmonton.
Oh, how nice. We always catch you on your way to dinner. Where are you dining tonight?
It's an amazing restaurant called the Butternut Tree, the only, in my view, good restaurant in Edmonton. And the guy cooked it. Noma in Copenhagen, which for some years was viewed as the best restaurant in the world. And so he's got great pedigree. And he came back to his hometown of Edmonton.
Oh, terrific. And when are you back in Toronto?
Tomorrow.
Lovely.
Yeah, I have a case tomorrow in Edmonton, and then I fly back tomorrow night.
Okay. We are bringing you on to talk about a story about Chapman's Ice Cream. Chapman's Ice Cream Company recently announced a permanent change in their shift work scheduling to accommodate multiple requests from workers, improve employee well-being, and increase productivity. The company has eliminated their day, afternoon, night rotating shifts, and now they offer two options, straight nights and rotating day, afternoon shifts. Have you ever had a company you're representing do something like this for their employees?
Well, I'm not sure they do it for their employees. I suspect they do it for themselves. And yes, I've had companies eliminate rotating shifts. And in fact, most companies eliminate rotating shifts because it's physically harmful for you. And it has tremendous impact medically on sleep patterns and other things, and other diseases. And it might be that they're concerned about liability.
Oh, because they're making it sound like they're doing it all for their employees.
Well, maybe doing it for themselves and for prospective lawsuits, or just having lousy productivity. Because I worked years ago at Stelco in rotating shifts, and it's just devastating. Every week you're on a different shift, and your body just can't take it and be functional. So it's going to have more productivity this way.
You know, I mean, look, in this business, there are all kinds of crazy shifts, and it's hard enough to do one crazy shift all the time. And I see people going from days to nights to overnights. I don't know how they do it. It must be a really high burnout factor.
Well, I did it, and you know, for summer jobs, and every week you change by 8 hours, and it's really rough. And people do burn out or just underperform. So Chapman's is doing itself a favor more than it's doing the employees a favor, or at least as much.
What happens if an employee is in that kind of rotating work schedule and comes to their employer and says, medically, physically, I can't take it? Does the employer have to accommodate them?
They do. And that's a real issue, too. And I suspect that's been happening a lot. Whereas in the days when I was working in Stelco decades ago, well, we didn't have the human rights accommodation issues that we have today. So it might be that too many employees were opting out, or they're just having trouble attracting employees. Who wants to work a different shift every week, and a bad shift too, midnight to 8 and 8 to 4 and 4 to midnight, changing constantly? How are you going to attract employees at $16.50 an hour to do that, which I gather is their wage?
Right. And, you know,
they have other alternatives.
We had an interesting story earlier this week about a restaurant in Montreal that was having to pay workers more to work overnight and having to charge customers more if they wanted to come and eat overnight because they have a hard time staffing because who wants to work those hours? It's the same thing.
So that's the real story, in my view, of Chapman's. Not that they're doing employees any favor. They just couldn't attract employees in the first place. We're losing them, and we're having terrible productivity with those they had.
Right. And I guess you will always find people, because they exist, who are fine with night shifts and want to do night shifts.
You'll find a few, not many.
Is that right?
You've got, well, working midnight to 8 a.m. all the time. what kind of social life are you likely to have? What kind of, when are you going to be able to see friends? When are you going to be able to develop friendships? What kind of relationship are you going to have with your spouse? It's really quite, you have to be someone who enjoys solitude.
You
can't have a social life with that, with those hours.
Do you think, with all of the companies that you work with, and do you think that companies are there any changes being made in order to prioritize employees? Is that getting better or worse?
Oh, I think it's getting better all the time because we have a full employment economy, and therefore employers have to compete very hard for their employees and think of all kinds of little imaginative things to keep them employed. The tech companies have been pretty good at that, although they don't pay particularly well, unless the company does well and you get stock options. But in many ways, whether it's recreation, whether it's daycare facilities on site, whether it's better benefits, employers have to compete for employees in a tough environment. When I say a tough environment for employers to hire,
right,
everybody has a job and there's many jobs unfilled.
Sure. Howard Levitt, as always, thank you so much for this. We do appreciate
it. My pleasure, and I really appreciate being a trivia question.
Oh, you know what? You'll go down in history now. Thank you.
Yes.
Howard Levitt, enjoy your dinner.
Thank you. Have a good night.
You
bye
too. You too. Howard Levitt, Levitt LLP, the host of Employment Law Sundays at 1 here on News Talk 1010.